Alrighty, here we sit for the end of Fargo. Alongside Josh, I am Daniel. Welcome back for another episode of By Order of the Peaky Blinders. Josh, it's very funny. You know, before we kind of dive into Fargo here, I want to ask you, over the last few months, I would say that different people in my life, you know, as you meet people in your life, do they start to like find out about the show in any capacity? Because I've had a couple of people be like, wow, I love Peaky Blinders. I didn't know
You mean
did
like
this.
our
Like,
show? Our show.
This show right now that we're
Oh
doing.
yeah. It's so funny. Like we've been doing this since 2019, I think. Like early 2019 or like late 2019.
I think so.
And now it's 2024. And people are finding out, they're like, wait, you have a podcast about Peaky Blinders? And I'm like, not only do we have a podcast, but we have the number one podcast. And they just like it blows their mind.
It
And
is
so
pretty wild
it's
to
yeah.
reminisce. You know, I'll never
It
forget.
happened to me and you. It happened to me and you when we were at the Dolphins game
It did.
together, and I was with my coworker and his fiance, and we were talking. I'm like, oh, this is my friend. He's also my co-host, and they're like, wait, co-host for what? And I'm like, and they're like, what the fuck? It's funny.
It's very funny to have to tell people, and they're like, so how do we find it? And I said, well, and I like to kind of go with a very modest approach of whatever you listen to podcasts on, just type in Peaky Blinders. You know, that's all you have to do.
Right.
And then you tap the podcast button and we're going to be the number one. And it's pretty fun now that we're so removed. And it's so interesting, you know, going back to those. We'll have to do some sort of like remembrance episode. But like when I was living in Indiana and having to record in that tiny house with a couple of roommates, they're always making noise. I'll never forget having to do that right after every episode that we streamed. I had to like connect the HDMI from the laptop to the TV. And that was before COVID. And then obviously recording during COVID was a different thing where we got a lot of, you know, guests on and really got to tiptoe all of that. But it was funny because it just happened to me the other day and just them kind of being like, whoa, I don't understand. Like it just didn't quite connect the dots. And I said, well, I mean, I will say like, we still do it. They're like, what do you do? I said, well, we cover different shows now. And so here we sit, Fargo, episodes 9 and 10 in this fifth season. And Josh, this is up there. You know, I don't know if we can put it in, you know, I'll never forget, right? First episode of Fargo, you said this is going to be my number one show of the year.
It's up there. I
But
mean, so far.
Is it 2023 or is it 2024?
It's 24. Ah, yeah. Fuck. It's
because
23.
Like
It's
7
23.
of 10 were in 23. I think it's got to go in 24.
It's 23, which
I
kind of
disagree.
leads us that we will be doing our top 10 shows of 2023 next week. So stay tuned for that because this is probably going to be in there for me.
So yes, is that what we're going to say? It's going to be
Yeah, I
is
think
it
so.
23? Yeah.
I think so.
I think you
That
can
makes
put it.
sense.
Yeah, I agree with it. I like it. I like it in 23. And so now here we sit, final two episodes. Let's break it down. I do want to hear how the show either grew or changed in your mind from the beginning. But here's a fun one, right? So we start in episode 9. Let's go through our favorite moments. There's a lot of Gator. After, you know, it's interesting the way that we kind of traded characters in terms of their time on screen. We lost Lorraine and we lost her new assistant, the cop. And we gained a lot more of the Tillman. So we get Gator and Munch in this ice hut. This was a great scene, Josh. It was a great scene. It was kind of intertwined with Roy rallying the Patriots on this like unbelievable YouTube or internet stream that was like very real to life, very January 6th. He's like, this is our Masada.
That
And
was
it's
wild.
balls to the wall. It's time, my Patriots, is what he said.
Yeah, I enjoyed episode 9 a lot. Really good penultimate to the finale. You know, you could see that they really sped up their timeline there, their plot line. They didn't really waste any time. Really happy they didn't show us Gator getting his eyes gouged out.
Yeah,
I was
agreed.
like really hoping, I was thought they were going to show like blood splattering and stuff. But that's something that this show does in episode 9 and in episode 10. We don't see Gator's eyes getting gouged out. We don't see the whole shootout take place for 45 minutes in episode 10. So I think that was purposeful and something that I noticed with Noah Hawley in these two episodes is getting to the point, getting to the important nuts and bolts, as opposed to making this your typical bloody, gory shootout. And I think that's kind of like the irony of the show as well, is because you have these scary people. You have Ole Munch or Munch or whoever you want to call him.
Yeah, that we found his name is Ula Munk.
Yeah, so I think it's just like you have scary moments where you're in fear and you're watching alone, you're worried that something's gonna pop out, but then you have satirical moments and you have just getting to the point. It's not really supposed to be that gory, bloody show. So that was something that I noticed linked between 9 and 10.
So stop me whenever you want to jump in. So I'll go through some of the big parts of episode 9. It was a really fun set design, I really thought, with everything going on with Dorothy under the floorboards, sneaking out that way, getting into, the open, and all of a sudden everything's kind of just going just bananas, right? Like Dorothy gets to a phone, calls Wayne, Scotty answers, and then it's like she's not able to get many words out before Roy's wife finds her, and then you get this back and forth between the two of them. Did you think for a moment that Dorothy was going to be able to turn Mrs. Tillman?
I didn't think, I mean, not necessarily. I was worried that Dorothy was going to get shot. I
Yeah.
wasn't like prepared for, I hate those scenes where like there's a gun pointed at somebody and you don't know if they're going to get shot. Like most of the times they don't get shot
Yeah.
until we saw Danish Graves get shot in that scene earlier in the show. So I didn't think that I thought that that Roy Tillman's new wife was so brainwashed that she was not going to turn on him, and she was just so addicted to the power and the luster of being his wife.
Yeah.
So I didn't know where that was going to go. And then obviously Dorothy does her Dorothy thing. She's
Juno,
indestructible. She's invincible.
so Juno Temple just did her audition in my mind to being like in a 007 movie. You know what I mean? Like she just did such a good job this season. She did it just she was Bruce Willis there. You know what I mean? Like this entire bit was very diehardy. It was very, just badass, and she crushed it, and it didn't feel unrealistic. She was just, even at the end, at the very, very end, when she squares off, I'm like, I don't think she's gonna lose because she's been so good at being a killer. Kind of like the show I'm watching, Reacher, where it's just like every chance you can, Reacher kills the bad guy or the
Yeah,
person he
it's kind
doesn't
of one of
like.
those what, but it's not like
Like Mission Impossible.
I get really annoyed in shows when it becomes unrealistic, when
Okay.
they just get
So like
out
you're
of
not a big Fast
control.
and Furious guy.
No, well that's different because that's the kind of movie it is, you know. It's the
Okay.
kind of show James Bond, he's gonna get out of it. It's like, you know, superhero movies most likely, except for some of them, the Avengers, whatever. They don't get out of it. But I think that this show did a good job of like making you think that she was gonna get fucked at any moment, but then she gets out of it in like a way that was realistic, if that makes sense. It wasn't fake. It wasn't like, oh, here we go. Like she gets out of it again,
Right. And
know?
she's getting her ass beat too,
Right,
which is like
right.
definitely helps a
She
little bit.
went through the fucking ringer, man. Like,
Yeah, but you see what she did when she was younger and she dealt with when she was 16, 17 as Nadine, and it's like, okay, now you could, she's a tough motherfucker. And so she pulls off her signature move here, which is turning on all of the stove tops and the oven, which like I'm not sure I get totally, but in this case,
she wanted to burn his house down while she was, you know, like
is
while
that
she
what
was on the way
happens when
out.
you just like have the oven
Yeah,
on the hottest?
if you leave the burners on, there's so much gas emits that it'll catch light, it'll catch fire, and
Okay.
it'll burn the house
Because
down.
all this did here was just give alert Roy that she was out. Like that's how he
Yeah,
knew.
no, she wanted to burn his house
Yeah.
down and he started smelling the gas.
Right.
So
But
that's
I
when he's like,
wonder how
fuck.
much more time she could have had head start, but
It
didn't matter.
usually takes a longer while. It takes like a good minute. It
Yeah.
it's like if you like go to sleep with them on, then it's not good. It's also just not good to have the gas, the fumes emitting. It's not even only just
Yeah.
for
Yeah.
certain
Well, these
houses.
guys are all gonna die anyways.
Right.
You know,
So
at this point, the standoff gets set, right? The FBI shows up in a tank. They start their stupid fucking banter. I love that they called it like time for us to banter. You know what I mean? Like, I just like that was a little bit better. All the other feds were better than our two FBI fuckheads. You know what I mean? Like, I like the other characters that
which
showed
like they
up.
ended up just like their sole purpose was just to get a warrant. That's literally their only purpose.
Really lame. Didn't even have a final
Insane.
line. Yeah, let me get, I want to get to my reservations about this
Yeah,
show
that's
at the
fine.
end.
That's fine.
I will say right here is when I stopped and I wrote, I called this. They're gonna have a standoff in the ranch. And then I went back
You
to go
did.
find it,
You
and I
did.
did find it. And
And I
it's
called you out, didn't I?
you did.
Fashion North Dakota shootout. And I'm
Ah,
curious how the
that's it.
FBI play into it.
Fuck.
That's what I'm very interested
What's
in.
funny is that my dad called me yesterday. I was on vacation, so I hadn't watched nine or I didn't watch nine yet. And my dad called me. He's like, "I heard your predictions." He's like, "I'm not gonna say anything else," but he's like,
Yes.
it's funny to see some of your predictions come to light."
I will say, it's not to interrupt, but to keep in that vein, I know people who listen to the same TV show podcast that I do, but they like to listen to like the preview of the episode after the episode to
To
really
see what's up.
really just
Yeah.
make them feel like idiots. The same thing happens with
Well,
like sports
yeah.
podcasts. You listen to
I
them
will say I
after the
was
game.
right with the prediction about Lorraine.
You called a lot,
I
Josh. I think
said
you
she
called a
was
lot.
gonna come full circle and
Yep.
do a 180 on Dot and kind of save the day a little bit. So
I all I want to say is Ola Munch, you're my guy. You know, I called her from the beginning that you weren't human. And he's like, I've been around since the 60 tribes and the age of the warrior. But as we finish off this eighth episode, this ninth episode, the best part is probably when Dorothy gets a phone again and calls Lorraine. And that's when Lorraine called her daughter, and it was all like wholesome. And then all unfortunately, Lorraine finds out about her beloved Danish Graves, whom Dorothy saw buried.
Well, yeah. Well,
And
when she goes, "Where's Danish Graves?" That's what the commander said, and he said, "Is that a man or a serious breakfast?" Like he just like time and time again just likes throwing digs at his name as a morning pastry. So funny. That's why this show's brilliant.
Roy with the nipple rings. And then that's when, so right here is the towards the end of the episode, Monk and Gator show up to Roy, and this was an awesome scene. I loved it. It carried right into the beginning of episode 10. What did you think of Monk basically being like, well, I've taken away the use of your son, and I'm gonna give him back to you now. I didn't, you know, there's a lot of the monk stuff was very touch and go, but I liked this part.
I mean, I think it was kind of biblical
Yeah.
in a way. It's like an eye for an eye. So he basically just wanted to prove a point and punish him. Like, I don't think Monk wants to necessarily kill. He wants to he I think
He
he
wants to
lives by,
teach. He wants to
right,
teach.
he lives
Yeah.
by whatever satanic cult religious scripture that he abides by.
Him and Roy are a little similar, aren't they? Like in terms of the.
Very ironic, but yes, so because he stole or whatever, and he watched this old and he killed this old lady and watched her
Yeah.
die. He wanted to cut out his eyeballs. So now he is
And
Oedipus.
yeah, and he provides him useless. And that's when Roy says, well, you've lost all your uses. So he literally just leaves him blindfolded in this battle area. And so that's, you know, and then, rescue shows up just in time. At least that's what I thought. No, instead it was Monk. That's when, you know, Monk obviously is able to stop the murder. Or the killing of Dorothy
Now the
with the
tiger is
assistance.
free.
Yeah, the tiger can come out now. Lot of tiger stuff. We did get one reference here, Josh, to like real America, and that was when Lorraine got back into like a she was like back in a city, right? She had one scene in the whole episode, and it was like her in a city, and she's unable to reach Danish, and she says, "I'm done fucking around. Call the orange idiot." I thought that was kind of funny. She's like, I don't spend all my money for nothing. So
Yeah,
Trump
that
is
was a
president.
reference to Trump, right?
Correct.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no, that's
So
funny.
I thought that was the only time where Noah Hawley revealed himself, because a lot of this is like commentary about the right side, you know, in the Tillman comedy stuff, and just like how funny can he be about these like heavy right-leaning Americans. But we move on to 10. And this is, I thought the first 20 minutes of this episode, Josh, was awesome. It was everything I wanted. We get another gator open. He's walking through a cave, and it's a mirroring of what Roy had to do like an hour later. But in the first 20 minutes is where we get everything. We get the father-in-law confronting Roy. Turns out the father-in-law had seen Dorothy, let them go. That's when Roy just kills him. And that's the second time where Roy's just like, well, you don't think I could do this? Well, now you're dead. You're a fucking idiot. You know, he
Yeah,
does
it started to
the
get on my nerves, honestly, that this character, Roy Tillman, thought that he can just get away with anything. It started, I mean, in episode 9, just going back to it, when he got on his little live stream and was
Yeah.
like calling all people to all patriots to join the militia and fight, like against what? And so that kind of honestly, and not to get political, but it kind of reminded me of Trump. I'm not gonna go there,
No,
but.
it was definitely designed to be
Right.
January 6-esque, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's just like I was like, when is he gonna meet his maker? Like, when is he gonna get fucked finally? I was just waiting for that moment, and obviously we get that in episode 10.
So
For a
this is,
moment, I again.
did you see it coming? Because I didn't see it coming. You know, like
see what coming.
Roy slices the throat of his father-in-law,
Right.
turns the corner to see his wife, and she is scared for her life. I don't know if this was planned. I like that's what I'm trying to decide. Was this planned from Dorothy, the wife, and her dad? Did Dorothy happen to show up at the perfect time while she was running away? It seemed like more of a trap, if I really had to guess.
I think it was a trap. I think that now that I'm thinking about it, you're right. Light bulbs are going off in my head. I don't think the father was involved, the father-in-law, but it doesn't, it would be way too cute and perfect and a coincidence if Dorothy was there at the right time. And he's like, when he starts chasing his wife, he
Well, he did
says,
say he saw her too. Remember, the father-in-law said, "I saw her and I let her go." So it makes me think maybe they were all working. I don't know how smart can they be, but it was awesome. And then she shoots him in the stomach, which gets the call out from Lorraine later. It's like, that's my girl.
And
Ah,
he's, yep.
and then
Yep.
it
That
all
was awesome.
starts. And I was all in. You know, like I get it. Like people don't like that kind of stuff. I'm gonna speak from the heart. Daniel Gilman would have been fine with 35 minutes in this world, in Fargo, watching them fight, having there be a back and forth, but there's no
Hate
way
it.
it would have been
Hate
good
it. Hate
if you
it.
included like all the feds and having fake shootout and all this stuff. I'm just saying I would have liked it. I wouldn't have hated it. Instead, it's Whit Farr running after Roy as Roy mirrors the same tunnel that his son just went through earlier, and then it's mano-a-mano, and I have this
Well,
key
hold
now.
on. Just to bring us back to Peaky, but did that not remind you of the tunnels in Peaky?
It was a
Like, it
little
really did.
reminiscent. Yeah.
It really did. So
It gave me
that
a little PTSD.
I had to call that out. But
I
I
just
was,
came up with that.
oh yeah,
Was it good?
PTSD. It's kind of cringe, but whatever.
What? It's
It's
like,
cringe,
okay,
but
fine.
it is applicable. It is applicable. But I was sad about Whit.
I was angry at him. You know, I'm
Yeah.
gonna be honest. I was not sad because he deserved it, because he's
Like,
a moron.
why does he need to go do this when you have these SWAT men with these
Because he's
semi-automatic
bored. He's bored. I'll give him that.
AR-15s?
He's bored. He wants to be a part of the action. But not even that, dude. He is pointing the gun at the man who he says, put down your knife. And all of your buzzers are going off and you're having crazy emotional reactions to this moment. You're putting yourself in Whit Farr's shoes. And at the end of the day, you can excuse everything except for that moment when Roy said, make me. And that's when you just have to shoot him.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what I mean? That's just what you have to do.
This guy is so evil that there's no like, oh, we got to bring him back alive
He was
kind of
shot in the
thing.
stomach as well. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't even know how he survived. That was a little upset
Yeah,
about that at the very end, anyways, but
I
it's
mean, that
TV magic,
happens. That
whatever.
happens.
But Whit Farr's got to just shoot him, and then you're the hero.
Right.
So
I
I was
totally
not
agree.
sad for
I
him.
agree. I mean, I was happy to see him finally meet his maker. And I'm happy that we didn't spend the whole episode there because there were some things to tie up, some things that weren't tied up.
Yeah, let's talk about the finish of the show, and then we'll talk about whose storylines just were left dangling.
Yeah.
When Roy gets through the top, you think two things, right? You think he's gonna escape, or what I was thinking is Gator is gonna be waiting for him right there. And I think Gate, I thought I would have really liked, and I know we don't write the shows, but we can
Well,
still say
Gator
what we
gave him
would have
up.
wanted. Correct. But if we could still say what we would have wanted, you know, like if let's just say whatever, this is our platform. I would have rather Gator having a final showdown with his dad and turning on his dad for the first time in a full circle moment for Gator, where, you know, instead of just getting hugged and cried on from Nadine slash Dorothy, instead Roy now is being arrested, and then there's like a really corny scene at the very end with Roy and Lorraine. I would have rather Gator just kill Roy. That's what I wrote down here.
That's
I was like, oh,
fair.
is Gator gonna kill Roy? No,
I
boring.
think he
Cops are there.
essentially did though.
No, you're right. You're right. There was no scene of it. We didn't get to
That's
see
fine. Yeah,
Gator.
no, you're right. I liked how they did that. I because like we didn't know,
It
until
was a
they told
surprise.
us.
Yeah, which was
It
cool.
wasn't like, oh, we have to watch it happen. So I liked that. And then we get the embrace of Gator and Dot together while they're at the ambulance, and Gator still thinks that Dot saw his mother. And so we get confirmation there that that was in fact a dream. If anyone was wondering, it was a dream. So so we see a soft side of Gator. We kind of see him, even though now he has no eyeballs. He's kind of free. He's liberated. He doesn't really care.
Yeah, but they just didn't do enough with Gator to make me happy for him or feel for him. Like, he was just a dirty, bad person the whole time. He never
Yeah, but
showed
he
like
was
a little bit of
brainwashed.
nugget. I know, but I'm just saying,
Brainwashed.
like, they gave him the chances to be a little nuggety when Dorothy was imprisoned by them, and She was like, come on, we could turn. If you gave me like 2 minutes of him like considering it, instead he was like right away, he's like, fuck no, get out, you know, all that stuff. So like, I don't care about him.
Yeah,
I'm fine with
that's
him
fine.
dying.
Yep.
1 year later, we meet at Whitfar's grave. I just didn't love, I don't love like the, you know, like the, I don't know. I didn't like this. I didn't like the next 45 minutes. The tempo change and the fact that they didn't just do it like a day later really made it just like a bit of a cop out. Like we don't get to see any of the reaction after all of this really detailed shit we just watched for 9 episodes. We don't get to see how it like plays out after. I didn't like that. But
Well, I like the scene where, I mean, we see Tillman's in prison. So, like,
yeah.
I'm glad that didn't drag out. We see that he's spending the rest of his life in prison. And Lorraine sees him just to say, fuck off and fuck you. And says that color looks good on you. He goes on a whole entire monologue about, like, how the order of prison should work. And
Yeah.
then she just ignores him. Like, she doesn't even acknowledge it, which, like, thank fucking God, because I was getting so sick of his goddamn monologues. And, like, it was like, for what? And then, like, kind of just like spat it right back at his face. And so I loved how she kind of did that. One thing, like the whole Indira Olmsted, detective or the police Olmsted,
Yeah, I wasn't gonna
I
get to
like that just
her.
went nowhere.
Is she? They really blew it because that was she was a great actress,
Yeah.
Richie Morjani. I really liked the character, and they had a really lazy way to break up with the husband, really
Right.
lazy. And it
Oh,
was, and then
right.
they
So she's just like
disappeared.
indebted to her, and that's it. Like, that's
Well, we
it.
see two more scenes of her talking, and yeah,
She just goes
they
from like
blew it.
police
They blew
clothes
it.
to
They
like
blew
super
it.
nice like secretary clothes. And I
Ah,
don't know. I hated that.
yeah.
I totally agree.
No,
But
they totally botched that. Also, fun fact, I just found out that the deputy. Whitfar. I thought his last name was Whitfar. His name is Whitfar.
yeah, no, his name is
I
Whit
thought his
Farr.
last name, I thought it was Detective Whitfar. So that's
No.
funny.
Right.
All right, and then we can get to the part that I did, really didn't want to get to, which, Monk shows up at Wayne's, and I kind of like the first like 5 to 7 minutes of this with like the awkward, uneasy, what's going to happen here? The tiger, man frees the tiger so the tiger can finish her find. Man is not finished with her, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then, the last 15 minutes was just kind of like, we've healed you. You know, you wash your hands of the sins of the 7,000 years that you've lived.
I
It's a little
took this
odd.
a completely different way, and I could be thinking really into
No,
it.
go
So
ahead.
bear with me here. I think that throughout the show, what got Dot out of all of her pickles that she was in is that she like kind of faked her way through it. Like she was convincing herself that she wasn't scared of what she was enduring at that moment. So if she was in captivity, she was like, I can get out of this. I can, like, it's kind of like being pathological in a sense of.
Right.
Telling yourself so
Manifesting.
hard, right?
Yeah.
Manifesting it so hard that you almost have no fear. So in the same sense, she's sitting at this table with this non-human, very scary man. Like if I was face to face with Ole Monk, I'd be very fucking scared of my life.
Yes, yeah.
And like he would go on these monologues of
Crazy
epithets of
monologues.
like that's just nonsense. And obviously, we know that Wayne is fried.
No, but I think he's better. It's been a
No, he's
year.
better, but
He
he's fried.
seems fine. He seems
Yeah,
fine.
but he was like himself too was
But
like
before he got fried, he was fried. You know
no, for sure,
what
but
I mean?
excuse me. He was just like not like taken aback at all by this man. And obviously Scotty is just she's got a pretty fucked up upbringing,
He's a
and
kid, yeah.
she's kind of like a mini Dot. Like she doesn't really care. So my take on this is that every single time Ole Monk, whatever the fuck you want to call him,
Yeah, that's
would go on a
fine.
monologue and kind of like try to instill fear. Dot was just as Lorraine ignored Roy in prison when she visited him, just like whatever. She also ignored it and would change the subject super quickly and would just kind of change switch gears. And you could see like Ole Monk was confused. He's like, "What? Like, why are you
Yeah.
scared of me? Like, I'm confused as to what's going on." And I think that was kind of like the purpose of that scene. Was that she was just faking her way through this underlying fear that she maybe would have had a long time ago, but she's convincing herself, I'm not afraid of this man. I'm gonna just change the subject. I'm not gonna acknowledge him, and I'm gonna change the subject. Hey, you want this? You want that? Oh, like blah blah blah, like whatever she was saying. So I think that was purposeful. And tell me if you think if I'm
No,
overthinking.
I like
Really
that.
think that that's really what it was.
I like that read. I don't have that read of it. I will say, to be completely honest, that it just didn't rivet me. You know what I mean? It's just like, hey, to each their own. The last 30 minutes of this season just didn't didn't
Yeah,
click for me personally. So
that's
it's all
fair.
good. I still had a great ride.
I think that that's the consensus among
Is it?
amongst viewers. Yeah, I've talked to a couple of my friends who were just like, before I watched it, because I was late because I was on vacation, so I didn't get
Yeah.
to watch it live. They were just like, "Did you see Fargo?" I'm like, "No." They're like, "Didn't like the ending at all." And then I
Yeah.
kind of told after I watched it with my friend, I was like, "I watched it. Like, wasn't horrible. It wasn't the best ending of all time, but I still don't think it ruined the show. Like, for it wasn't
Right.
like Jones ending."
It might even be better that you went in thinking it was going to be awful in a
Right.
way,
Yeah,
but obviously
probably.
to each their own.
But then he said he was like, I guess it's just kind of like any typical Fargo ending, which is true. Like the endings don't land on their heads always.
I'm trying to remember. I feel
They're
like
open
last
ending.
season was awesome, the ending. I don't with the
I don't know.
Kansas City guys and Chris Rock and the Italian trade. No, but you're right. It's like Fargo's not necessarily a show that has always even been good. Like there were a couple seasons in the middle, like 3 and 4, that were definitely not good and were
Well,
boring,
yeah,
and it's just like
no, for
whatever. It
sure.
was just a really good startup. And I just don't know why. Yeah, I just don't know. I just don't. There were a lot of questions that I'm going to listen to to Noah Hawley's interview on the Ringer Network. I listened to like a lot of their podcasts. But I will say, hold on, before we wrap this up, and I haven't listened to that, so I'm excited to kind of check it out. Very odd choice to start both episodes 9 and 10 with Gator.
Why?
He just wasn't like a he wasn't enough of a
Like a focal
character.
point.
Yeah, they just didn't build them enough. Like they didn't give him, he was what they call 2D. He was a 2D character, right? Like they didn't give him a lovable side. They didn't give him a love interest even. Like there wasn't anything about him that made him any of our interested characters. And then we started like to start both, and it's so important, especially with like the cold opens in Fargo. Both cold opens before the one-liner were Gator, which like I to like just throw that out there into the ether. But overall, wrapping comments, Josh, what would you say? You could even give a little bit of a tease. Would you say there was like was Succession better than Fargo in
Yeah.
2023? I'm curious because I'm going through the list. Like Last of
Succession was
Us.
better. I wasn't the biggest fan of The Last of Us personally. So I like Fargo a little better, but Succession was better, I think. I don't know where I'm gonna put it, but it's definitely gonna be in my top 10.
Yeah, I'm curious to see where I will put it as
Yeah.
well. And you guys can certainly find out in
Well,
just a little
hold
bit.
on. One thing that I do want to mention,
Yeah.
sorry, I think that we need to talk about this
Let's do
is
it.
when we watched the show to start, we did not know how they were going to tie into pancakes from beginning to end.
Oh yeah.
Or
That was the name of the episode, right?
the
Bisquick.
Bisquick, obviously the mix. And I think that that was a pretty cool ending where, Ole says all that's left is sin. And she says, well, I don't know. She says, it feels like that. What they do to us, what they make us feel like it's our fault. And she goes, "You got to eat something made with love and joy and be forgiven."
Yep.
And the Fargo music comes in, and then he takes a bite, and then he's happy for once.
Did those biscuits not look fucking bomb?
They did look really good. They looked really fucking good.
Do you know where she got the recipe from?
What do you mean?
Ted Lasso.
Oh, that's fair.
Oh, I had that
That's
written
funny.
down for you, Josh.
That's funny. I
I
haven't
will
even finished
say,
that.
before this podcast wrapped today, that line was going to be said by Daniel. So it's very funny that you brought that back in, because I was going to say, before we go, let's talk about the biscuits. So that's very funny how we're on the same
No, I had to
wavelength
because
there.
like
No,
it
I
was
loved it.
important. It was important. It was the theme of the season.
It was. And I don't know if I've ever made, like, I didn't know that, like, pancake mix was
Well,
also
Bisquick is
could
just like
be.
a company, so I don't think it's just. Yeah,
Yeah, that's a good point.
it's a brand.
But maybe pancake mix can be just, like, used to make biscuits.
Maybe it can.
Maybe that's a good way for us to wrap us up. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back to break down our top 10 of the year. We're also going to break down, we're going to carry right into another dark humor, mob, cops, crime drama, True Detective, new season just came out on HBO Max or wherever your country has True Detective. You can make sure to keep those subscriptions coming so that you can hear if you click subscribe or follow wherever you listen to us. You can hear when the next episode drops. We don't know exactly what day, but we'll make sure to hit that to you in the coming days. Thanks so much for listening. He's Josh. I'm Daniel, and we've been.